Thank you. Is it me or is it warm in here? Is it me or is it warm in here?
It's pretty warm.
Welcome to St. Benedict's Church. Our presiding priest is Father Daniel.
That's your dad, right?
And our first entrance hymn is number 578, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
I'm Father Daniel, just helping out for the weekend. As we prepare ourselves to celebrate this Eucharist on the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time, let us begin by pausing for a moment, calling to mind our sins, and asking the Lord for pardon and peace. You were sent to heal the contrite, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners, Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You plead for us at the right hand of the Father, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory, Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Amen.
us pray. O God, who in the abasement of your Son have raised up a fallen world, fill your faithful with holy joy, for on those you have rescued from slavery to sin, you bestow eternal gladness. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. I now invite the catechists and the children to come forward for their liturgy of the word. Lord, we ask your abundant blessing upon these children and their catechists that as they go forth, they may be blessed to learn more about living the Jesus way. And we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
A reading from the book of the prophet Zechariah. Thus says the Lord, "Rejoice heartily, O daughter Zion. Shout for joy, O daughter Jerusalem. See, your king shall come to you. A just savior is he, meek and riding on an ass, on a colt, the foal of an ass. He shall banish the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem. The warrior's bow shall be banished, and he shall proclaim peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth." The word of the Lord.
I will praise your name forever, my King and my God. I will praise your name forever, my King and my God. I will extol you, O my God and King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day will I bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. I will praise your name forever, my King and my God. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness. The Lord is good to all and compassionate towards all his works. I will praise your name forever, my King and my God. Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord, and let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might. I will praise your name forever, my King and my God.
The Lord is faithful in all his words and holy in all his works. The Lord lifts up all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. I will praise your name forever, my King and my God.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, you are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit, if only the Spirit of God dwells in you. Whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also, through his Spirit that dwells in you. Consequently, brothers and sisters, we are not debtors to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, you have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Sounds great, doesn't it? The times were just fried when events overwhelm us. The only trouble is Jesus didn't mean taking a vacation. In times of stress, it's easy to forget what would do us most good. The same could be said for the nation. This weekend should be one of jubilation, But these are painful times for too many. On this 4th of July weekend, I can't forget the unemployment rate of 4.3%, the 3 million people who lost medical insurance, the 1.25 million people who lost food stamps, or the 500,000 children globally who died as a result of USAID cutbacks. And then there is the war. Who are we becoming? The rocket's red glare on this 4th of July is not hotter than American political divisiveness and diatribe. How sad to say this on the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. Anger is addictive and self-serving. You might say, what does this have to do with the gospel? Well, our stresses give us a window into Jesus' world. It was at this point in the gospel that the tide was turning, and Jesus was becoming the target of the angry. Yes, we need Jesus to say to us, I will give you rest. Jesus' disciples certainly wanted that rest even more than we do in our day. Being with Jesus put them on the firing line. They wanted a bold, courageous leader. Can you imagine their surprise when they heard Jesus say, I am meek and humble of heart? How do you imagine they reacted when they heard Jesus' words, take my yoke upon you and learn from me? Hey, Jesus, I need a rest, and you're offering me a yoke? Jesus' disciples, as good Jews, knew that the Torah was called a yoke. And so they might have replied, isn't the yoke of 613 commandments enough? But here a little first century husbandry comes in handy. Oxen were extremely valuable, and the yoke they wore did not come off the shelf at Home Depot. Each ox or steer had its own unique yoke. It wore no other. For if the yoke were not very carefully contoured to the animal's shoulder, it would wear and chafe, causing abrasions and wounds. An infection could kill that extremely expensive animal. Here's our problem. We tend to think that Jesus' yoke is a new set of laws. Don't mess up and everything will be just fine. We imagine that Christianity is some sort of perfectionism. Just as a yoke had to be carefully carved, shaped, and smoothed, what Christ asks of you individually is unique, made to fit. I'm not good at vacations, and while leisure seems nice, it becomes for me terribly boring, terribly quickly. I want more than life as a vacation, but as a vocation. Although a vacation might be relaxing for a moment, it does not remove the anxiety, which is most often a fear of the future and forgetfulness of past blessings. The only true rest comes with forgiving and loving. It's a life of thankfulness, which assures us. I suspect that many of you want more than a lifelong vacation. At our core, we hunger for meaning and purpose. In our hearts, we know we want to give and receive love. Happiness is not the absence of problems. There is in us a divine DNA that rejoices in loving, that delights in becoming a gift. The trouble is that in times of stress, we get a terrible tunnel vision. Our radar screens of awareness become small. So first, cast off the yoke, the old yoke of recrimination and neglect, and embrace Christ's yoke of forgiving and loving. The first step on the road to joy is to forgive others and ourselves. It's about traveling light. The second step is to realize that Christ's way was more than not sinning. It's about engaging. When Christ used the word yoke,
he called up the image of plowing and planting that produces a harvest. It's about being fruitful. Each one of you is marvelously gifted and talented. You will be at your happiest when you are your most giving self, sharing your talents and gifts. We are made to actively love. There is this marvelous quality about love. When you love, not generically, but specifically, by name, when you decide to know the wonder of another person, the yoke becomes easier and easier. As Christ says, "My yoke is easy and my burden light." We can get into the bad habit of the self. Instead, turn, see, and celebrate others' goodness. Let me suggest a practical experiment. I can't remember the last time I did something like this, and I'm sure many of you will think it's corny. But I invite you to buy a small, cheap notebook. At the end of each day, list three people or three events for which you are thankful. Get in the habit of noticing the good. And before Sunday Mass, review the week's notes. Try that for 4 weeks and then let me or someone else know if your Sundays have a different quality, if you have a more aware and thankful heart. No, it won't solve unemployment, but you will be better able to find a job or encourage someone who needs it. No, it won't fix the economy, but it will help the economy of your heart. No, it won't fix the anger of the nation, but it will turn down any anger in your own heart. You will be happier and become a greater blessing to others. You are unique with unique gifts and talents. Awareness and thankfulness teach you how to use them to be a gift to others. In that moment, you will be more like Jesus, all for the price of a little notebook and a little thankfulness. The great Dominican mystic Meister Eckhart said, "If the only prayer you ever say in your entire life is thank you, it will be enough."
And now, as a sign of our unity as Catholics, let us stand and profess our faith. I believe. Consubstantial with the Father.
Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven.
And became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried,
and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures.
He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end.
I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified,
who has spoken through the prophets.
I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen. And now let us turn to the Lord in prayer.
For the Church, in her work of charity for the poor and the overburdened, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For leaders who will listen to even the humblest citizens, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
for our country as we mark 250 years since independence, that we may rediscover what unites us as Americans and walk the way of peace together. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For people who have shut God out of their lives, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the children who discover God in our community, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our parish family, as we mark 2 years from the beginning of the Partners in the Gospel process, that we may continue to grow together in faith, hope, and love, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick and suffering, may the Lord provide comfort and healing. We pray to the Lord. For those who have died, especially Francesca Minas, that they may remain in the presence of the Lord forever, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Loving God, these are our prayers. We present them to you in great faith through Christ our Lord.
Our offertory hymn is number 538, Come to Me.
Come to me, all who labor and are heavy burden, and I shall give you rest. Take up your yoke and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Yes, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. God are my shepherd, I shall not never be in need. Fresh and green are the meadows where you give me rest. Come to me, all you labor and heavy burden, and I shall give you rest. Take up my yoke and learn from me. For I am meek and humble of heart, and you find rest for your souls. Yes, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Beside peaceful waters, you restore my true self. There you lead me to walk in the path of new life. Come to me, all you labor and are heavy burden, and I shall give you rest. Take up your yoke and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you'll find rest for your soul. Yes, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Should I be surrounded by the shadows of death, I will not fear, for what you are steadfast in your love. Come to me, all you labor and are heavy burdened, and I shall give you rest. Take up your yoke and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you'll find rest for your soul. Yes, my yoke is easy, and my burden is
Let us pray that this our sacrifice may be acceptable to God, the Father Almighty. May this oblation dedicated to your name purify us, O Lord, and day by day bring our conduct closer to the life of heaven through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in you we live and move and have our being. And while in this body we not only experience the daily effects of your care, but even now possess the pledge of life eternal. For having received the first fruits of the Spirit, through whom you raised up Jesus from the dead, we hope for an everlasting share in the Paschal mystery. And so with all the angels we praise you, and in joyful celebration we acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
And therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Leo, our Pope, Paul, our Archbishop, the clergy, and all those who serve your people. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And now with great confidence we pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us take a moment and offer each other the sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Our communion hymn is number 337, Taste and See.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that having been replenished by such great gifts, we may gain the prize of salvation and never cease to praise you through Christ our Lord. Please be seated for the announcements.
Thank you, Father. A few announcements, please. Our family barbecue is finally here. Join us next Sunday, July 12th, beginning at 12 p.m. at St. Alphonse's. Please note that there will be a special Mass and reconciliation schedule for that day. Be sure to review the updated schedule and plan accordingly. There is an 8 a.m. Mass at St. John's, but no 10:30 a.m. Mass. Reconciliation is at 9:45 to 10:15. Mass at St. Benedict's is at 9 a.m., no 11 a.m. Mass due to the picnic. There will be reconciliation at 8 to 8:45. There will be no 9 a.m. Mass at St. Alphonse's. Instead, everyone is invited to join our parish family Mass at 11 a.m. Please note that reconciliation will not be available that day. After Mass, come celebrate with us at our parish family barbecue in the St. Alphonse's lot. We hope to see you all there. Join our OCIA inquiry session July 9th, this Thursday, 7 p.m. at St. Benedict's Parish Center. Anyone who is interested in the Catholic faith are welcome. July marks the second anniversary of our parish family, a significant milestone in our partners in the gospel journey. To learn more about how this journey is shaping our parish family, be sure to read this week's bulletin. Our Pastoral Leadership Council will also be at the parish family barbecue, so come and say hello, ask questions, and talk with them. They'll be happy to answer your questions and share more about this journey. We will be celebrating 3 funeral masses this weekend at St. Benedict's. Mary Ann Ash, July 8th, Wednesday, 11 a.m., Francesca Minas, July 9th, Thursday, 10:30 a.m., Vicky France, July 10th, Friday, at 12 noon. Lastly, there is no coffee and donuts today and next week either. Thank you so much for your attention.
The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Mass is ended. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Our recessional hymn is number 633. This is my song. This is my song, O God of all the nations, a song of peace for lands afar and mine. This is my home, the country where my heart is. Here are my hopes, my dream, my holy shrine. Both other hearts in other lands are beating with hopes and dreams are true and high as mine. My country's skies are bluer than the ocean, and sunlight beams on clover leaf and pine. But other lands have sunlight too and clover, and skies are everywhere as blue as mine. Oh, hear my song, thou God of all the nations, a song of peace for their land and for mine.
prayer, O Lord of all earth kingdoms. Thy kingdom come, on earth thy will be done. Let Christ be lifted up till all shall serve him, and hearts unite, learn to live as one. Oh, hear my prayer, thou God of all the nations. Myself I give thee, let thy will be done.